Hey, Shalom Rabosai, hope all is well. Today's daf is Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Beis. When we start Perek Notel, I didn't check, but I think it's the shortest Perek in the Masechta, about two blot. And it talks about Mukta and situations where you can move Mukta that you might not have otherwise realized. So Heterim in the realm of Mukta. So let's do it. Notel Adam es Benova Evan Beyodo, a person is allowed to carry his son, Rashi says, in a Chatzer. And even if the child is holding an evan, if it's holding a stone, we have to, that's not considered as if you're carrying a stone. If you have a basket and there's a stone inside of it, again, the Gemara will talk about exactly what the case is. Truma Tameya needs to be burned, it cannot be eaten, but you are allowed to move it with Truma Tahora and Chulin, obviously, which can be eaten. Rabbi Huda says, Af Malin es Hameduma Be'echad Umeya. Meduma is a phrase that refers to Truma that has gotten lost in a mixture, meaning you have a bunch of pieces of, you have a bunch of oranges, and you're not sure which one is Truma. So that is like suffix, it's gotten lost in a bunch. So that's Meduma. So Meduma, the rule by Truma is that if it gets lost in 100 pieces, so then the whole mixture is Mutter. Meaning if you have 101 oranges and one orange is Truma, so then it is Batel and it is Mutter. But if it's less than that, so then you have a problem and you cannot eat it. So this halacha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, again, it's not shaykh really to Mukta at all. It's saying in terms of Truma, once we mention Truma, so he says that you can take out the Truma on Shabbos from 101 pieces. Meaning, you can take out the amount of Truma that fell in, even though, right, then Mistama, you can eat the rest of it. And usually we say that if you're attacking food, right, when you take Trumas and Maestros and stuff like that, it's not an exact case of taking Trumas and Maestros, but let's say you have stuff that needs to be Maestred. So we usually say that that's also to do on Shabbos, because you're attacking the food, you now make it edible and ready to be eaten. And Yehuda says, no, you can take out one, let's say, orange in our example, leave the 100 oranges behind, and therefore you're allowed to eat the rest of the oranges. And again, it's not considered a Metakin the Ochel. Again, we'll talk about it in the Gemara. So let's see. Amar Rava. Rava says, Hotzi tinok chai v'kis toli v'tzavaro chayv. Mishum kis. If you take out a child or a baby, and the baby has some sort of pouch hanging from its neck, so you are chayv for the kis. As Rashi says, v'lo mishum tinok. As we'll see in a second, chai no seitzatzmo, a phrase we've discussed before, that if there's a concept that something that is alive will, in certain respects, carry itself. So Rashi says you're chayiv for the kis, but you're not chayiv for the child. But you're chayiv for the kis, as opposed to our Mishnah, where you're not chayiv for taking out the stone. Tinok meis, or for Rachman al-Islam, there's a baby that has passed away. So the kis totally lo b'tzavaro, and he has some sort of, again, kis hanging from his neck, Potter, then you are Potter. Skomar says, what's going on over here? Let's explain. Tino chayv kis tali b'tzavaro chayiv mishum kis. Why are you chayiv for the pouch that's hanging from the baby's neck when the baby's alive and you take him outside? V'il chayiv nami mishum tino. Why aren't you chayiv for the baby? So Rava k'rebi nasan svirle damar chay nosi esatzmo. As we said, chay nosi esatzmo. And that's not exactly, that's not going to be make you chayiv. So you're chayiv for the kis, and you're not chayiv for the baby. I really batal kis gabi tinok. But why don't we say that the kis, that the pouch is kind of batal in terms of the tinok, right? What are you doing? You're carrying a baby out. You're not carrying the pouch. Wait, mila tanah, we learned earlier in the Masechta. Where is a chayiv amita, potter afal amita, shamita tfelolo. When you carry out a live person on a bed, you're potter for carrying the bed because the bed is a tufel to the person. So the Gemara says, mita legavi chay mevatalile. Right, so you're in a chinami. The bed for a living person is mevatal, but a kis legavi tinok lo mevatalile. A kis for a tinok is not mevatal. What's the difference? Because Rashi says the key point here, if you look at Rashi Dibur Maschil Mita Lagabe Chai Mevatale, why is it Tfelolo Sharei Tzorechlo? Because the guy needs it, right? For whatever reason, the Chola is lying in bed, whatever it is, he needs the bed, and therefore it's Tufel to him. But the Tino does not need the geese, does not need the pouch, and therefore it is not Tufel to him. Okay, so what about the second case? Tinok Mace Mikis Tolebu B'Tzavaro Potter. Right, so you're going to be potter for the kis. Right, the chayv mishum tinok. Why aren't you chayv for the tinok? Right, again, if you say chayno sis atzmos or achman latzlan, if the baby is not alive, so you should be chayv for it. So Rava k'Rabbi Shimon's really. So Gemara says Rava holds like Rabbi Shimon. Damar kol malach shetzich lagufa potter aleh. Right, we said several times in the Masechta that if you take a dead body out of the house, so that's not hutzal, it's sorech. That's going to be malach shetzich lagufa. You're trying to remove the mace from the house. You're not really trying to take anything outside. So therefore, it's potter malachas shenzuch lagufa tanan. Okay, so that explains the cases. But however, why is that different? As we alluded earlier, why is that different than our Mishnah tanan? No tell adam has been obeyed biado, right? Where we are potter. Meaning, so why would you say that the kis is chayiv? So Gemara's answer is Amr debei Rabbi Anai. The case is, when our Mishnah it says that you're taking out the child and he has a pouch around his neck, so he's gaguin al aviv. He's right. Rashi says, fascinating. So if the child does not pick him up, this is not a case of a regular tantrum, but this kid really, really, really needs his father, and if he doesn't pick him up and carry him, so he'll get sick. Right, you have an ish situation of sakana, so therefore you're allowed to take out the child. Afagav the love sakana, nefesh gemura. Right, right. Even though there's no sakana, it's not sakana's nefashos. Obviously, you don't need to tell me that anything that's sakana's nefashos is mutter. But as Rashi says, sakana's holy. Since you have a chance of the child becoming sick, so you're going to be. It's going to be mutter, but the kis is going to be chayiv. So Gemara says, "Yihachi, my area Evan, I feel dinar nami." Says, "Why do you have to mention a stone? Right? It could be carrying anything, even a coin." Alama tani, alama amar Rava. Why does Rava say lo shanu ela Evan avol dinar aser? So why do we learn that carrying a dinar with the child carrying a precious coin, so that's aser? So Gemara says very simply, Evan inafola lo asi avua la suye. Right? Okay, because if the child drops the stone, so the father's not going to bend down and pick it up and carry it with him. Right? But dinar inafel osi avua la suye. So then, but if he drops a coin, so then there's a chance the father will pick it up and carry it. Dalaramos berushos harabin. Tani comes to the Rava, and we learned like Rava said, hamotzi kalev mikupalin. If you take out your kalim, here it means clothing, folded over. Umenochen al gabik seifo, and it's resting on your shoulders. Vesandala v'tabaosav biyodo, right, and your sandals, and you're holding your sandals, and you're holding your rings. So then chayiv, right? That's you're going to be chayiv. You're holding, you're carrying the objects. V'maya malbush b'hem, but if you're wearing them, so then poters, right? Obviously, clothing do not count. Right, that's not considered carrying. Rashi says the begad, again the same idea that we had before. The begad of butli legabe. Right, the begadim, right? Everyone, why isn't wearing clothing carrying? Right, you're wearing something. Right, we said the whole time, but hotza, the whole first half of Masechta, if you're wearing something, fine. But if it's not clothing, then it's a masri. Well, why are clothing mutter? So Rashi says here, fascinating. The begad of butli legabe, v'lavu potter. Right, you're gonna be potter. It's not a problem if you're wearing clothing because they're mutter to you, just like we had before by the mita. Right, if you need an item and it's mevatel to you. Therefore, it's not a problem. So if you're carrying them, you're chayiv. If you're wearing them, so then you're potter. Vilo tzion kamos jehain, but if you take them out as they are, meaning on your shoulders, and you're carrying them, so then you're chayiv. Again, that's the same idea, that if you're carrying another person, who is right, meaning the child, who is carrying, who is holding something, as if you're carrying the object itself, right? Again, that's the lamaisa, that's the... That's the din. That's exactly what Rava said. Okay. Kalkalav Evan, Betokal, let's say, what about the basket? So we said in the Mishnah, if you take out a basket and you have a stone inside of it, so then you are chayiv. So the Gemara says, Amai, why is that true? To have a kalkalav basis, the davar aser. Right, the basket is a basis. The stone is mukta. If you have a mukta item on top of a mutter item, so that mutter item, if it was placed there, well, that's kind of the answer, but if you put it there on purpose, so then you're going to be chayiv. You're talking about a case now. You have fruit there also. So a bus is a davar mutter. Ve'aser is mutter for you to take. So why don't we spill out the fruit and let the stone fall out? All right, and then And then Vindictin Etin, who would be a daim, and then you can kind of gather the fruit back into the basket, and then you'll be fine. So, because Rabbi Eli Marav, and like Rabbi Eli says, but in the name of Rav, as we're going to see later, he says he attributes a certain case that the case is Beperis Hamitznofin, that the fruit can be spoiled, right? If you spill out the, I don't know, peaches, so they're going to get ruined. So, Achanam Beperis Hamitznofin. So, over here, the case is. Where you're carrying a basket with, let's say, peaches and fruit that will get ruined if you spill them out, and there's a stone in there, so you can carry everything together. And so why don't you just kind of tilt it to the side or shake it up, and so that the stone will fall out? Because here we're talking about a basket that has a hole. Right? It's not. This is not the answer we gave before. Here we're talking about with a basket has a hole. It's like less, meaning it's lessened. And what's the stone doing there? The Evan Gufa Nasis Dolphin the Kalkala. And the stone is there to block the hole, to stop up the hole. So that's fine. The Chiddush is that since the stone is a part of the basket now, it's not considered a stone at all. Okay. Metatzel and Truma, I said you can move Truma, and that is Tamei with Tahar Truma and Chulin. Amar of Chisto, Lushano, El Shatara, Lamata, Vitamea, Lamala. That's only if the Tamei stuff is on top. Now, with Tahora Lamala, Vitamea, Lamata, but if the Tahora food is on top and the Tamea is on bottom, so then simply what do you have to do? Shakale, Latahora, Vishavikle, Latoma. Right here, just take the Tahar Truma out and leave the Tamei Truma in. Right again, the Tamei Truma technically is Mukta. So if it's on top of the Tahar Truma, so you need to carry the whole thing. But if the Tahar Truma is just lying there on top, so just take the Tahar Truma, say that three times fast, take the Tahar Truma and just leave the Muktzah stuff there. The Gemara says, So same thing, if the Tahar Truma is on the bottom, is on top, sorry, if the Tahar Truma is on bottom, so this should be never like Timu. So why don't you spill everything out and gather it together? So Amar Rabbi Eli, Amar Rav, Beperos Hamitznofin. So that's where we had a halacha where Rav said, no, you can't spill out the whole basket, where the peros are no good. And therefore, if the Truma Temeah is on top, so then you can carry the whole thing because you can't really get to the Truma Tahora without carrying the entire basket. So the Gemara says, Mesfei, one second, Matatla Truma Tamea, Ima Tahora, Vima Chulin. Our Mishnah says that you can take Truma Tamea with Tahora, Truma, and with Chulin. Ben Shatora Lamala, but the Bryce says, this Bryce says, Ben Shatora Lamala, Utamea Lamata, Ben Shatamea Lamala, Utahora Lamata. So it doesn't matter what's on top. Two of the Rav Chista, so that seems to imply a very pretty good contradiction to Rav Chista. Rav Chista, no, Masnissim, Tzarech Gufo, Bryce, Tzarech Makomo. The Mishnah, he's talking about Tzarech Gufo. Right? You're moving the Tahara Truma. What do you need the Tahara Truma? You want to eat it, the Gufo, for itself. Right? But you can only move it when you have no choice. But if you need the place where the basket is, so then you can move it regardless. Because, it doesn't matter, right? Moving the Tamei Truma doesn't help you, right? So you're allowed to move the entire basket regardless of the order of the Truma on top or on bottom. So Gemara says, "My dochki Rav Chista lokmi masnisim mitzorach gufo." Well, why did the Rav Chista need to say that the Mishnah is only the tzorach gufo? So Amarava masnisim kavasi daika, because it reads well like that. The Katani Sefer, because the next part of the Mishnah, is not really the next part of the Mishnah, but it's the next Mishnah, as we're going to read. Mos al habar, menar es habar, vehino felas. If you have money on a pillow, you can kind of shake the pillow and it falls off. That's only if you need the pillow itself. But if you need the spot on the bed where the pillow is, you can even move the pillow while the money is on it. It would be the seifa of tzarech gufo, since the seifa is saying when the halacha in the second Mishnah, which you'll read in a few minutes, on Amud Beis is talking about the tzarech gufo, so too, reisha, not meaning the tzarech gufo, must be that the Mishnah over here at the beginning of the Ferek is also tzarech gufo, and that's why Rav Chista interpreted it like that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Malin, Rabbi Yehuda says you can take out truma that is in a mixture. Yeah, again, it's meduma. Again, is if you have a scenario where you have truma in a bunch of, let's say, we our case of the oranges, you have a bunch of oranges, you don't know which one is truma. So therefore, It gets batel in 101, meaning if it's one piece of truma and 100 pieces of non-truma. And Rav Yehuda says you can even remove that one orange, and then even though that's metaken the rest of the food. So Gemara says, "V'amai hakam metaken? What are you talking about? That's metaken food, right? Right? Similar, right? As if you read Rashi over here." So again, as we've explained before, but when you're metaken the food, a halachic tikkun is also considered to be a tikkun. It doesn't. If you look at Rashi over here, how come attacking? It's like, I don't know, 20 lines up in Rashi. Shemaviyah lidei heter v'nigzar be'atu tikkun shalidei malacha. Because Chazal were concerned that if you could fix food and make it mutter, they might think that fixing other items to make them useful was also mutter. So how does this work? Why would that be mutter? So Rabbi Yehuda k'Rabbi Elazar sirli, because Rabbi Yehuda hold like Rabbi Elazar, damar truma be'ina machta. Now, according to Rabbi Eliezer, when you have a mix of, let's say, 100 pieces of chulin and one piece of truma, so according to Rabbi Eliezer, the truma is be'in, is in existence. It is separate from the mixture. We don't view it as a big mixture. We view it as one piece of truma and 100 other pieces. And therefore, when you take out the one orange, it's not really considered mixed. When it's considered be'in, it's considered as if it's there. So you're not really, really technically helping out. It's not, as we learned in the Mishnah, saw truma shenafal apachos v'nidma. If you have a saw of truma that fell into less than 100 saws of regular food, and v'nidamu, and it becomes, right, a mix, it's mixed up, v'nachal min maduma l'makom achar, and then some of that fell into another place, so v'nidazer omer medamas k'truma v'adai. Right, the stuff that fell in, right, to the second time, it's considered if it's vaday truma. It's ki'ilu, the actual original truma is now in the third, or I guess the second mixture, in the second batch. Right, again, you had a 1 and 60, and then one of those 61 pieces fell into another, let's say, 60. So in the second 60, it's as if the original truma fell in there. No, you just cheshbon out. So if you had 1 in 60, it fell into another 60. So the one piece that fell into the second mixture would be 1/60th of truma, and therefore it would be bata. According to Rabbi Elazar, again, we see that we assume that the truma that is separate from the mixture, and then when the truma fell into the second one, we consider it as if it's the entire amount of truma that fell in. So Gemara says, 1 second. Amar the Shmaslai, when do you hear this halacha of Rabbi Eliezer that truma is separate than the mixture it falls into? That's the chumra. But lakula mishmaslai, right? Okay, over there it's a chumra, and Rabbi Eliezer is going to aser even the second group because we assume that the entire first piece of truma fell in to the second group. But lakula here, what's going on over here? We're saying lakula. Rabbi Yehuda is going to allow you to take out this singular piece of truma, but the whole concept that the truma is separate, now it leads to a kula that you're allowed to do this on Shabbos. So Mechatesi, the Rabbi Eliezer, would allow you to do this based on this halacha, based on this din. So the Gemara says, Elohu Dama Rabbi Shimon. Rather, really, no. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Shimon, Kiditzan, like we learned in the Mishnah, Saw Truma Shanafa Lameya. If you have 100 pieces of chulin and one saw of truma, one piece of truma, fell into the 100, so below his peak, via ashenaf lacharis. But what happened? You didn't take it out, and now another piece or another saw of truma falls into the mixture. So now, again, technically you have 102 pieces, and you have two trumas, right? 100 regular, two truma. That's the mice what you have. So according to the Tanakama, hareza subra, that's aser. Rabbi Shimon, but Rabbi Shimon says it's mutter, he's matir it. Because what do you say that the according to Rabbi Shimon that the saw of truma, the original truma that fell in, is not considered mixed? Same like Rabbi Eliezer said, it's not considered mixed. So when the second piece of truma fell in, it's also 1 in 100, right? Because the other truma is separate. Right, again, it's almost as if you have 100 and you have 1 and you have 1. Right, they're viewed separately. So Gemara says we might. Maybe, what are you talking about? Maybe that's not the machokas. Maybe the machokas over there is the Tanakama sober afogav the naflu bazeh harzeh command the naflu bazeh dami. Maybe the Tanakama holds that when you have two pieces of truma that fall one after each other, maybe it's now 102 pieces. Right? But v'halacham shenafa, v'halacham shenafa. So you have 1 in 50, 1 in 50. That's not enough to be mevatel truma. Rabbi Shimon Savar, Rabbi Shimon holds kamaisa batal b'meya. No, the first truma. What happens when the first truma falls in? You have 1 in 100. So now it's batal. So Rabbi Shimon holds that that first truma disappears. And now when the second piece of truma falls in, so now it's one piece of truma falling into 101 pieces of regular food. Right? But maybe Rabbi Shimon Bechlal doesn't hold that the truma is separate, right? Like you explained. So Gemara says, Elo Hadam Rabbi Shimon Elazar. You're right. So he must hold, Rabbi Yehuda must hold like someone else. Like Rabbi Shimon Elazar, the Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Omer, no sin inov b'tzad zeh, v'ochel mitzad zeh. That Rabbi Shimon Elazar does not require a person to take out truma out of a mixture. If you have truma that falls into 100 pieces, so you have 101, so you need to take out the truma, but you don't actually have to take it out. Right? What you can do is you can say, oh, this is what I'm taking out, and then take another piece. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that that is mutar, what you're allowed to do. So that's what that's the heter in the Mishnah, that you're allowed to take from a different portion, right, a different orange than the one you're going to end up taking out. And that's meaning, since that's what you can do, so you don't, when you take out the truma, you're not actually fixing anything. The rest of the mixture is mutter to you, right? You're not fixing the food at all, and therefore it is it's mutter to take out the truma because again, there's no matakin going on over here. So Gemara says, "Rami sover like kavasei." The Rabbi, this is really holy, Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda really told Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, right? V'kam miflik poligulua. What are you talking about? They actually argue straight up in a brisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ma'alin the Tamadum of Echad Bameya. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Nosnei Neino v'tzadzeh v'chum v'tzadzeh. Right? How do you? What does Rabbi Yehuda say? You can take out the truma from 101. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says you don't need to. Right? You don't actually have to take it out. So what? How can you say that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, right? They argue. They straight up argue. So Gemara says, in Echinami, the Rabbi Yehuda adifam Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Yeah, they argue about this last point, but Lamaisa, they hold that, you know, you don't need to be attacking the food, right? The question simply is what you need to do when you have the 101 pieces. Rabbi Yehuda says you need to take it out, and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says you can just look for one or the other. But Rabbi Yehuda is even more maker, right? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says you can't even take the piece out, right? But you're not allowed to take it out, and that, again, that could be tikkun. But Rabbi Yehuda says you can even do it because you're not really being attacking anything, right? The food is mutter for you to eat right now. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says you can just take out the truma because all the rest of the food is accessible to you anyway. Okay. Next Mishnah, says the Mishnah, Hayavin shal pi achavis. If you have a stone that is on top, again, we had this a little bit before, about a couple weeks ago, Hayavin shal pi achavis. If you have a stone on top of a barrel, so mata, or yeah, I guess mata al tzida v'hino fela. So you can move the barrel and the stone falls off. Haisabein achavios. If you had a bunch of barrels and you're concerned that moving the rock will cause one barrel to break, ma'via umata. Umate al tzida vino felas, then you can take it somewhere else, like magbia, you can pick it up and then move it, meaning get it out of the way, whether you're not afraid that the stone is going to shatter something. Moser gabi akar, this was recorded earlier on the Almud, or on the daf, other. Moser gabi akar, ala shal akar, if you have money on a pillow, so menare as akar vino felas, you can shake the pillow and it falls off. Haisa alav, not lishloshas, but lishleles. If there was dirt on the pillow, so then mekancha b'smartut, you can wipe it off with a smartut is like a handkerchief, but not really. What's the word? Shmata. That's not the word I was looking for. But you can wipe it off with a shmata. Haisa shalor, if it was made out of leather, so then notin aleha mayim achitichla, you can even pour water on it until the dirt goes away. Leather is not going to really absorb the water much, so you don't have an issue of schita. Okay. Fine. Amarav huna amarav. Lo shanu ela v'shochach. Right, when you're talking about it, you can move the barrel to get the stone off, it's only if you forgot the stone on top. Avo v'niach, when you put that on purpose, then nasis basal davar aser. Then you can't move it, because that is a basis. Right, Haisa ben Achavios. Okay, you can pick up the barrel and move it if you're afraid that the rock is going to shatter or something. Mantana, the kol hecha di'ikei sura ve'etera, ve'etera drachina, be'sura lo drachina. who is the Mandalma, who is the Tano, says that if you have a choice to choose some, to move something that's us or move something that's mutter, so you can do the move the mutter one, not the usher one, i.e. move the barrel and let the stone fall off, and don't move the stone. So Amar Rav Chanan Biyochanan, so Rav Shimon Gamlili, the time of the Mishnah, Habora kitnis biyantif. If you need to do borer for kitnios from, I guess, psolas on yantif, so borer v'ochel, beishamay omrin borer v'ochel v'ochel, right, you can take the food and eat it, meaning you can't take the psolas. Beisil omrin, beisil say borer kederka, now you can do whatever borer you want, right, normally, right, because again it's yomtiv, so it's tzorochon nefesh. Becheko v'tamcho, you can do it in his lap, right, like spread out in like on a cloth or a towel or whatever, or v'tamcho, or with a plate, where you can do borer, normal borer. V'tanya, we learned in our brisa, Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, b'medvar memurim, what is that case? She'aocha moru be'al psolas. That's only if you have more food, you have more of the kitnios than the, I guess, the husks or whatever it is that you're separating it from. If you have more psolas, so then divrei kol bor ochel. Everybody agrees that you have to take the food. Again, the stam of the idea is that if you have a choice to move something in mutter and aser, so you take the mutter item. Right, so that's, therefore, we see that that's actually Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Right, Gemara says, but what about our case? When the case is you have a barrel, which is mutter, and you have a stone, which is usser. Seems like the case is ochel meruba al psolas. You have more ochel, you have more heter, right, than the non-heter, which is the stone. Right. So, again, even according to Rishon Gamliel, you can move the psolas. So, it's a hachanami. So, it says, hachanami, came in the ibayle mishkal, lo mishtakale yayin adishakale, kipsolas meruba al ochel dami. It's compared, it's more accurate to say that it's a case of psolas meruba al ochel, where there's more psolas than food, because you need to kind of upend the barrel to get out all the wine. The maises, since you need to move, it's a little bit, I'm not sure I understand this 100%. If you look at Rashi over here, the kule yayin menachavis, it says the dibur maskal keva di ibay in the mishkal, the kule yayin menachavis, the lomishtakale yayin shebishulea ad deshakil umagile lechavis. Apparently, you can't get all the wine out until you pick the barrel up, pour it out, and kind of shake it. So, therefore, kapsolas meruba dami. Therefore, it's similar to more psolas. Dibit chilaso lo migvala lechavis, so sof me boile lagvia. Because even if you don't pick up the chavis initially, inevitably you're going to have to end up picking it up to get out all the wine. Hilchach habilei mafish betircha. Therefore, you're going to end up doing a lot of tircha. So the tircha, since you have to do a lot of tircha to get all the wine out, the barrel is viewed like the psolas, as opposed to the ocha, right? Again, as opposed to the ocha, which is quote unquote the stone, where I guess a very minimal tircha would be used to move the stone. So I'm not sure I understand that 100%, but that's what Rashi says, and therefore it's considered a place in the case of psolas meruba ala ochel, and the divrei kol bora ochel, so everybody agrees that you need to move the ochel. That means, right, you have to take the object that is motor, even though technically it's we just said that the barrel was psolas, but you have to move, right? Technically, that's the mutter object to move. So therefore, in a case of psolas more than ochel, you actually have to move the heter item, which happens to be the barrel, which ironically is the psolas in the equation. Okay, I'm not sure. Again, it requires a little bit of Ian. Haisa bein chavios magbia. Again, if it was between the cacks, we mentioned before that you can pick it up and you can make sure the stone doesn't shatter anything. Tanya rather than a bricer. Rabbi Yossi Omer Haisa Chavos Menachas Ba'otzar. If the barrel was in a wine cellar, so Osha Haisa Kliz Chugus Menachas Dachta, or there was some glass next to it. Mabia Makom Achar Umate Al Sida Vino Felas. You can move it somewhere else, and the stone will fall off. And then you can take whatever you want, and then move the barrel back. Okay. Like we saw, Mo shag alakar, money on top of a pillow, Right, again, you can shake the pillow and until the money falls off. Again, as we mentioned, it's only if you forgot the money on the pillow. If you put the money on the pillow on purpose, and that's his bosses, it becomes a bosses, and then it is Osir. And then all this stuff that you the whole Indian of shaking off the money, that's only if you need the pillow itself. But if you need the place on the bed, so similar to what we said before, then metaltel the odan olav, you can even move it while the money is on it, because again, to shake off the money won't help you because you need the place on the bed, so you can just move it straight up. It's not a big deal. Okay, Shkoyah Kodah, we'll stop here and we will go weiter and we'll finish the perek tomorrow. Like I said, it's pretty short, Mitzvah Shem, as we plow through towards the end of Maseches Shabbos. Havo Aleinu V'Tova. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.